of the ministry. I thought I know how I got there. Okay. It's a Facebook and WhatsApp ministry. I do live in Pakistan and in Kenya. And I minister the word of God. It's amazing. I had like 150 friends on Facebook. And the Lord impressed me, you need to open it up to anyone. Of course, I'm going, I don't know about that. Okay? I've been on Facebook for like 12, 13 years, and I know Facebook. Okay? As I don't know about all that. But about a couple of weeks passed after I prayed about it, I opened up Facebook for anyone. 2 weeks, I had 5,000 people. When I started with 150, I'm going, okay, well, I guess we, you know, this is interesting, right? And, but, you know, the thing is, during this time, I have seen thousands of people give their life to Jesus. I mean, of course, I'm live with them, and it's so awesome. I mean, these pastors here, it's amazing how the Lord, of course, we know the Lord, when he steps up, you get connected to the right people. You know, so he had a plan. And the thing is, the pastors, or a pastor in Pakistan that I really do most of my ministry with, he has baptized 50 people, water baptism, after they've been saved. You know, and I said, you know, that's pretty cool. That's awesome, you know. And I said, but you know, the thing is, I knew that this was going to be a big responsibility. I said, but you know what, Lord, you have given me this opportunity. You're going to give me the ability, because you don't call somebody and not give them the ability to do it. So, but anyways, I want to share, we're going to illustrate a little Bible story, the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 21. And behold, a woman which was diseased with the issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For he said within himself, she said within herself, if I could just touch him, I would be healed. Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you whole. And from that day, from that hour, she was healed. Jesus felt that healing power come out of him as the virtue come out of him as she touched his garment. And the woman was healed. And she was healed. I mean, she was healed instantly. It was an instant healing. It wasn't a 5 days later or whatever. It was instantly. We serve a supernatural God, you know. So whatever you're facing today, there's nothing impossible with him. You know, we must feed on the word of God daily, because that's our strength. Everything that we have need of is in the word of God. You know, faith is not what you wish for or pray for. It comes from the hearing of the word of God. You know, faith makes the ordinary extraordinary. And we're going to illustrate. This lady here, we'll just use the lady here. She was behind Jesus, reaching for her healing. So what she did, she took this faith that she had. She knew if she came to Jesus, she knew if I could just get to Jesus, I would be healed. Well, this is her reaching out to Jesus, okay? She's placing all her faith in him. And when you do, miracles are going to, they're going to happen. It's going to be instant healing. I mean, this is what faith is. When you put your faith in the Lord, there's nothing that you're facing today he cannot take care of. You place your faith in him, you'll watch miracles just like that. Amen? You know, what is faith? I mean, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what is hope? you can keep holding it up. Hey, yeah, we good with that. All right? All right. What is hope? What are you hoping for? That's it. Hallelujah. Amen. He's got it right. Our hope is in Jesus. That's what I got right here. Our hope is in Jesus. And without him, we have no hope. The evidence of things not seen. That's faith. You're not going to see what the Lord has planned for you. Well, I mean, he does give you visions there now. He does do that. Because actually, before I opened up this the door for everyone to on Facebook, the Lord had given me a vision. I was on the phone with Rachel. You remember that, Rachel? The doors, hundreds of doors out in this field. I'm going, Rachel, what in the world? She said, oh, the Lord's fixing to do something. I'm going, I guess so. I mean, these are doors out in the field, hundreds. I could not count them, and I didn't understand. See, ever since I've been saved, I've seen visions and I've had dreams. And that blew my mind. I mean, this was 6-7 years ago. Well, apparently this is what it was about. You know, thousands of doors. See, every day I receive messages from people wanting prayer, you know, or whatever. And I do ask the Lord. I said, now, Lord, 5,000 doors, that's a lot of doors you opened up. And I am not you. I cannot feed 5,000 people like you did. You know, It's like, I know that I can do all things through you, but 5,000 people is a lot of people to minister to. And I said, you know, Lord, you just guide and you direct. When I get on Facebook, you have who I need to talk to. There we go. I mean, I said, now I did tell my husband, I said, I did try to go down my list of messages. Well, it didn't work, okay, because it's impossible. You know, can't do it. I just lost my notes. But, you know, our circumstances and, you know, circumstances sometimes makes us doubt God. You know, because in the natural, we look in the natural. We're like, it's impossible. Well, it is with you, but not with him. You know, all things are possible. You know, we as Christians, we need to walk in the supernatural. See, when you walk in the natural, you're never going to see what God's planned for you. Because you're going to always make excuses why you can or cannot do this. Because you're looking, what the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. And you're not going to see the miracles that you're expecting to see without the supernatural. And if you want to stand against whatever issues or circumstances that life brings, you have to pass that test of faith. Trials are going to come. Because they all do. Even the Bible forewarns you of that. And matter of fact, he says to rejoice. I mean, you know, that's a little hard sometimes. But, you know, but when you do, give the Lord praise in all that you do. He says, I'll work everything for your good in his glory. No matter what, he works it for our good. Because we're his child. You know, when you fear, you cannot move mountains. But when you have faith, mountains can be moved. Our faith must be strong and alive to receive everything that God has planned for us. Matter of fact, Hebrews 11:6 says, but it is impossible to please God without faith. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Faith works also in the realm of the invisible. That is faith. You know, and it's impossible, you know, to look at faith in any other way. You've got to look at faith in the invisible. Because, see, if you look at the possible, oh, I can't do that. I mean, you know, we're looking at the possible. But see, with God, the impossible happens. And we have to have faith to believe that. You know, as a matter of fact, 2 Corinthians, it says 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." If you need a healing, well, Jesus is the healer. I mean, right here, tells you right here. Amen? Okay, when you believe, miracles will happen, and you will see them right in front of you, right in front of you. I mean, I'm going to share some testimonies with you. But first, we're going to sing, me and James. You can come on up, James. I almost forgot I was going to sing. We're going to sing a song, Everything. And then I'm going to share some testimonies of some of the amazing testimonies that I have seen in the ministry in Pakistan mostly, but some in Kenya. Takes power, right? Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to read from Jeremiah 33:3. call on to me, and I will answer thee, and I will show you great and mighty things you do not know. We have to call on the Lord. If you want to receive anything from the Lord, he says to call on him. We have to call on him in faith. If you're going to pray, believe what you pray for. I mean, otherwise, you're wasting your time. If you're not going to believe that the Lord's going to answer your prayer, it's like, why even bother? You know, when you're speaking to speaking to your children or your grandchildren, you want them to listen to you. And then that's what the Word of God, you know, it teaches that. Teaches us that, to rely on the Lord, call on him, trust him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And I'm going to tell you, one thing I have learned in this ministry is that in Pakistan and Africa, I've been saved for 40 years. I have never seen such humble people, so humble. When you speak the Word of God over their life, they need a healing. It's like the lady with the issue of blood, instant. I mean, and that's what we should be doing. You know, that is part of the Bibles that you guys helped me to buy. But the guy that was on the video earlier, he's one of the testimonies that I was going to share. Early one morning, I received a message from a pastor that I minister with. And he says, can you please call me, sister? And I'm going, okay, yes, I can call you. I don't have a meeting this morning. So the Lord worked it out, okay? I call him. And when I started to, when I called, I noticed that he was in a coma. And of course, the pastor and I just started praying with the young man. He was a young man, as you saw. And I just spoke life over him. I said, you know, you're the only one that can do a miracle. So the pastor and I, because the Bible says we're to agree, is done. Amen? Right? I mean, that's how much faith these people have. And that they've taught me a lot. I'm just saying. When you speak the word, it's done. But this pastor and I prayed for his brother-in-law. The next morning, I receive a video of this young man walking, talking, moving. He was not responding to anyone, no one. You know, his brother, which was the pastor, brother-in-law was the pastor. He's been saved and serving the Lord for many years. Didn't want anything to do with the Lord until he was healed. Next morning, he wants to receive Jesus in his life. I said, hallelujah, amen, right? That is awesome. And you know, this is another testimony of a woman that she had came to the meeting and the doctors had said that she had a brain tumor. And so she came up for prayer. So me and the pastor prayed over her. 3 weeks, 4 weeks passed. I think it was about a month. She comes to one of my meetings and she comes up and she says, I want you to know that the Lord healed me because I went back to the doctor, no tumor. I said, thank you, Jesus. Of course, Yesu is Jesus in Pakistan. That's the only word I know. You know, but that, like I said, but you know, the Lord, he opens up the door and he provides. It's like the meetings that I have, I'm thinking, because the pastors are wanting me to learn their language, and I'm thinking, I can't hardly speak English, okay? And I surely can't speak no other language. But I did say, hey, the Lord can work a miracle, because it would take one. But anyways, you know, I forgot what I was going to say now. I got distracted, didn't I? Okay, but anyways, this lady came back about a month later, and like I said, she shared that, and it was awesome. And I told her, I said, yes, who was the healer? And I'm going to share another story. Now, this was sort of, it hurt my heart. Because this was a pastor that had texted me, I had done ministry with. He said, sister, could you please call me now? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking at Pakistan time, and it's like almost midnight or whatever, you know, late at night. And you know the thing is, he said, could you please call me? I feel like I want to kill myself. And I'm thinking, my, you know, this is not good. So I call him, and I agreed with him in prayer. And, you know, when we agreed in prayer, I saw the Lord change him right then. You know, the Lord reached down, touched that man, instantly changed whatever the issue was. And we, of course, we're in USA, we're spoiled. You know, those countries, they really are having it rough. You know, the majority of Pakistan is Muslim. You know, and that's why it shocked me. Okay, I know the Lord works in mysterious ways, you know, but it sort of shocked me in the natural realm, like, you're opening up a door in Pakistan? Okay, I am not a pastor for one, okay? But I can give them the word, no doubt. I can pray and I can sing, and that's exactly, the Lord says, hey, you're available. That's really what it amounts to. When you're available for whatever the Lord has called you to do, he will open up the doors. And that's the thing. No man can shut the doors. Only he can do that. But anyways, but that pastor, when we prayed and his countenance changed, many weeks passed, I received many other messages from other pastors and other people saying the same identical thing. Of course, I prayed with them. And then occasionally I get a text from some of these young pastors or evangelists saying, I want to thank you for taking the time to pray with me. The Lord has really changed my life. Ever since you've prayed for me, I have been blessed. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. I mean, it's all his, you know, it's all on him, not me. You know, I'm just a vessel, you know. And but anyways, this is a cool testimony now. This one really is. I have through the years felt the Holy Spirit, the anointing, just come from my head to my feet. When I've been in church before, like hot oil, boom, all over me. I'm going, wow, nice, you know. But anyways, that was cool. But anyways, one morning, early morning, because see, when you minister in Pakistan, I'm ministering between 12 at night till 4 in the morning or something, you know, like that. So it's early morning, and I felt impressed to go to my messages. And you know I cannot answer all these messages and click all of them and all that kind of stuff. Well, that morning, I felt impressed to click on this young man. I didn't know him, never met him or nothing, talked to him or nothing. Click his message. Well, when I started to click his message, Spirit of the Lord, I'm not joking, came in my room. I'm thinking, woo, the Lord's all up in his room with me right now. I can feel him right here. You know, it's like I could almost see the Lord. I'm thinking, wow. I felt so hot, fire from my head to my feet. And I said, well, I need to send him a message. And I really, to this day, I don't know what I said, but I'm sitting here typing the message, and fire was all up in my hands. I'm going, whoa, wow, you know, this is cool. Okay, well, I send the message to him. He sends me a message back, and he said, I want you to know when I read your message, my hands were burning like fire. I said, whoa, really nice, you know. And so I sent him back the message, and I said, you know, the same thing was happening at my home. And we talked a little while, you know. And the thing is, to find out this young, he was a young man. I would guess he's in his 30s. He was going to school to become a pastor. So he was training. And so the Lord was, and really and truly, I felt like I needed to send him another text. And I said, well, I believe that the Lord is going to use you to lay your hands on the sick and see them healed. And he said, yes. And I said, there we go. But, you know, it was amazing. And this is a testimony from Kenya. This is one of the ministries that I do over there. The young evangelist that I minister with had asked me to pray. Well, actually, I'll take it back. Let me start over. I received a message from the evangelist, and he said 30 Bibles was given to the ministry there in Kenya. And the only thing is, there was taxes. To receive the Bibles, you had to pay taxes. And I'm thinking, what? Of course, I'm not used to all that stuff here, you know. You receive something, you don't pay taxes. You know, you already paid for shipping, you know. But anyway, so he's going to receive these 30 Bibles. And he said, well, we're going to have money to receive the Bibles because of the taxes. And I said, okay. All right, well, this is what's so awesome. It was $160 to get the Bibles. 30 of them, which is an awesome deal because they're like $19 a piece in Kenya. I said, awesome, that's cool, Lord, I'm good with that. What is really the cool part is the day before, someone come up to me and gave me $162 for Bibles. Now, that is what makes it a cool testimony. So I said, you know, I was fretting because I wanted to be able to buy more Bibles or whatever for the people because the Word of God is so, so important. You know, if we don't digest the Word, one day we may not have the Word. We don't know how important the Word of God is. You know, there's life and power in the, you know, in the Word of God. You know, in, but anyway, so a few weeks passed. I received another message with the same pastor in Kenya. And he said, well, my dad healed weeks before from kidney problems in our service. We're praying for him. Okay. He's shouting and running all over the place. I'm thinking, what? Yeah, he was healed. So he had the right. I mean, like, I guess if I was healed and, you know, and felt that power, I'd probably be running all over the place too. I mean, it's just like the young man that was not able to walk and talk for a long, you know, a long period of time. That pastor sent me a text and he said, my brother-in-law is just a dancer. And I'm going, I guess I would be too. You know, I mean, if you are in a bed and you cannot move, you're not talking, you're not, I mean, come on, that's a blessing. You know, and he saw that the Lord healed him. And that's the thing. But anyways, the evangelist's dad was healed. And he told me, he says, my dad, his life has changed and the Lord has impressed him. He said, the Lord's been dealing with my daddy about this building. Of course, it ain't like this kind of building in Kenya, okay? It's like a roof with no windows, no floor, you know, that kind of, sort of like our sheds, okay? But anyways, the Lord had dealt with him and said, you need to give this building to the ministry. And I said, wow, nice. I said, you know, that's the thing. I said, you know, Lord, your blessing over there in Kenya. And I did tell the young evangelist, I said, listen, if you and I ever get disconnected, you keep on going. Because it's not about me. I mean, the Lord's just given me the opportunity, you know, to help him, push him forward in the faith. Because they really do have it rough there in Kenya and Pakistan, and I know that. And, you know, and they will, I mean, we none of us know, but we may have to give our life for the Lord. We don't know. But see, I do know there in Kenya, three Muslims gave their life to the Lord in one of the meetings, which was awesome because, you know, that's it has to be a Lord thing. I mean, it's not a man thing, you know, because the Lord is the one that does the supernatural. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that draws man, you know. But I've seen five people that were Muslims, two in Pakistan, I believe, and three in Kenya that were Muslims. But like I said, I've seen over 1,000, almost 2,000 people saved. And the thing is, what is so cool, the last 6 months, it's been the majority of it. I said, you know, Lord, you are like preparing us. You're preparing your church to get ready, you know. We need to be ready at all times. But this guy there, that's one of the young men that got saved there in Kenya. The one man, the man in the white shirt, he's the evangelist. Very godly man. And I actually didn't think we'd have any pictures left when I got through. But those Bibles there were the ones that were given to us, the 30 Bibles. The man to the right was one of the Muslims that had given their life to the Lord. He keeps coming to the service. Hallelujah. Right? I mean, that's awesome. You know? And that man over here to the left, right here, this man right here, he's the one that was the dad that got healed that donated the building. I guess I can talk a little more. Okay, let me see. What can I come up with? Is that the end? No. I think some of them pictures are repeats. That's my fault, not theirs. But the Lord, he's opened up so many doors there in Pakistan, in Kenya, and it's door after door. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, that is so awesome that you've given me the opportunity. You know, I've never been to Pakistan. That's why I said I've been doing live Facebook and WhatsApp. And that's what I'm saying. It's amazing how about a year. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I am amazed. And the thing is, I have seen the Lord. And this, of course, I forgot that I didn't bring this. But there was a young man that had, this was in Kenya, had an orphanage. And he said, "Sister, can you please pray for me?" I said, "Sure. I can pray with you." He said, "I need food for my orphanage." I said, "Well, you know, we're to agree. Hey, it's done." Well, he and I prayed. 3 or 4 days later, I get a text back from him. And he said, "The Lord provided more than enough." I think that's a repeat, you guys. But anyways, that's the young man and his father right there that was in the coma. And anyways, James, huh? If you want to come up, if there's anyone that wants to receive Jesus in their life, today's the day. You know, and I want to pray over you. So while y'all are coming up, or you, whoever, you gonna play?
No,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, we're to agree. It's done, and you're going to...